Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. We are getting ready for the NBA All-Star Game, which is February 20th. Last episode, we were talking about a lot of stuff, a lot of football. But this is strictly basketball. This is one of the best episodes, or at least one of my favorite ones of the year. A few years ago, the NBA started drafting the All-Star team. So instead of doing East versus West, the two highest All-Star votes receivers would draft out of the pool of players. So Matt and I started doing that to see if me and Matt could develop a better team than, and this year it's Kevin Durant and LeBron James. I think I have done a much better job than Matt drafting the last few years. So,
well, I don't know about that.
So we'll see what happens this year. One thing I'm excited about, Matt. Oh, dang it. James Harden is on the team. Never mind. I was excited to not have to pick James Harden, but he's there, unfortunately. Yeah, is there anything you want to get into before we draft? Anything you want to talk about?
No, I think, we haven't talked about this yet. So how are we deciding this time who picks first?
Do you just want to rock, paper, scissors real quick?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my favorite thing to listen to on podcasts.
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay, we'll narrate it. Okay. Ready? Okay, Matt did scissors, I did paper, so he's one. Okay, I did paper, Matt did rock, so it's 1-1. This is it. Oh, dang it. Okay. So Matt won. Matt did rock, I did scissors. So we're going to draft the All-Star voters, or All-Star teams here. We're in the actual NBA draft, they draft the starters and then the reserves. So we'll go over that, and we'll do it the same way. Let's just give a quick shout-out to Ghost Golf real quick. If you listen to the podcast, you know how much we talk about Ghost Golf, how much we like Ghost Golf. They have awesome magnetic towels that attach your club, super easy to like take to the green with you. They attach to the cart, whatever. Their belts are really cool. The gloves are super comfortable. They have any apparel thing you can think of. Hats, really cool. Check them out. If you go to at mjdoubletake.com or my Instagram and Twitter at jacobcowden28, there's a link. You get 10% off. Ghost Golf, awesome stuff. Check it out. Are we doing a snake or every other one?
What they do in the real, or what they have done at least, that I think we should do, is we go every other one. So I pick first through the starters, but then when we get to the reserves, you get to pick the first reserve.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Not to give away my draft strategy, but can we just take a quick second and talk about how Andrew Wiggins is an All-Star starter? I know I haven't been paying as much attention, but Andrew Wiggins starting?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, obviously we're Jazz guys. I don't want to speak for you. I feel like Rudy Gobert should have had the start. But if you're going to pick a second guy in the Warriors, then you've got to pick Draymond Green, right?
Well, or Devin Booker or Luka or Chris Paul or basically any other player other than Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Wiggins has had a very, very good year this year.
Not as good as Devin Booker.
He's played really, really, really well.
Not as good as Devin Booker.
He's not played as good as Rudy or Draymond, and not Devin Booker either. So.
Or Luka.
I mean, Luka has not played as well this year as he has in years past. I think he's played better than Andrew Wiggins.
Luka's worst is better than Andrew Wiggins' best.
Yes. Yeah. I will say, yeah, Luka is not who I would have had starting. I would have had him starting before Andrew Wiggins.
I agree with you that it hasn't been Luka's best year. Dallas has kind of had a weird year.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing better now.
Yeah. Again, I'm just running through the roster, not to give away my draft strategy, but Ja Morant, he took a leap last year and he really took one this year too.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's really, really good.
He's improved. I remember when him and Zion Williams, it's Williams, right? Not Williamson. There's an offensive lineman. Well, there's an offensive lineman who's about to get drafted. And his name is the other one. It's either Zion Williams or Zion Williamson. So now I'm mixing the two. It is Zion Williamson, the basketball player.
Yeah.
Okay. Zion Williams is the offensive lineman. But when it was Zion and Andrew Wiggins, or not Andrew Wiggins, Ja Morant, everyone's talking about Zion's a no-brainer. Got to draft Zion. And I was thinking, like, Ja Morant's a point guard. I think that's worth taking a flyer. I view point guards like I view cornerbacks in the NFL, where you want as many and as good of ones as you can get.
Yes.
And John Morant fit that bill, certainly.
Right.
So I was thinking I would go Morant. I think it was at the time, I think it was definitely close, but I would have gone Morant. And he's definitely killing it. Darius Garland, all-star starter, first time. Good for him. Cleveland Cavaliers. Fred VanVleet, Wichita State guy. Also good for him.
Good to see.
I think that really Wiggins was the only surprise. Everything else was, I just want to talk about how good Morant's been this year. DeMar DeRozan is a starter, not only in the All-Star game, but starting. The Raptors with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were so fun to watch. And the playoff series against like John Wall and Bradley Beal against the Wizards, that's like peak basketball for me.
That was a very, very fun team.
Yeah, those were awesome. So happy to see DeMar DeRozan doing well and the Bulls doing well. I think they're still in first place. They've been in first place most of the year.
Yeah, they're still, unless they lost, this weekend, then they are still in first.
Let's just check real quick because it'd be our luck. Also, we're recording this a little bit before, so by the time this gets published, it might not be.
But they very well could go on a 4-game losing streak.
As of this recording, the Bulls are in first place in the East.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get drafting. So, again, we're going to do the starters. Are you writing teams down? Do you want me to?
You write teams down. You're better. Okay. One caveat I want to put in is, for example, Kevin Durant is an all-star starter. He is the all-star captain. As of right now, he is expected to miss the All-Star game, and as of now, they have not named a replacement, to my knowledge. At least on the NBA website, they have not released a replacement in the starting lineup.
So are we just going to draft Durant as if he was playing?
Yes, we're going to assume that the players are healthy. So, LeBron James is still 37 or 38 years old, however old he is, but we're assuming that he's not injured and he's playing to the best of his ability. Same for Kevin Durant and everybody else on this list.
Okay, deal.
Is that good?
Okay, you're up.
So, assuming they're playing the best they can.
Yeah, we're trying to pick teams to win.
Yes. No, are we picking teams to win like an NBA game or to win an All-Star game?
Let's say an All-Star game.
Okay.
Because that's what they're doing.
Okay. If we were picking it to win an actual game, I would pick LeBron James. If we were picking it to win an All-Star game, I'm going to pick Kevin Durant. Even though I think LeBron James is still a better shooter or a better player than Kevin Durant, in a game, I think Kevin Durant's going to be able to put together a better season. But in the playoffs, I'm still going with LeBron James. However, Kevin Durant is longer. Yeah, that's what he is. He's just
literally what it is.
He's
yeah.
a long guy.
No, oh, yeah.
And he's a better shooter. So given that, even though LeBron obviously has become a much better 3-point shooter the last few years, I'm gonna go Kevin Durant.
LeBron James in 2015, when he led the Cavs in the finals in points, assists, rebounds, blocks, and steals, and they lost, I think, in 5 games, maybe 6. That was like the most impressive thing I've ever seen any athlete do.
Yeah, I still think he should have been the MVP of the finals.
Oh, yeah. He obviously is more valuable. He led his team in every stat.
I think he led both teams in every stat.
Yeah, it was unreal. And that's he's obviously won titles, which is better. The playoff series against the Bulls, it might have been that same year, might have been a little before, but when the Bulls had Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose and were like awesome still, and LeBron just like shut him down. That was peak LeBron against the Celtics when he played for the Heat. There's so many amazing LeBron things that he's done, but that 2015 finals where
that was a big one.
That Australian guy, what was his name?
Dellavedova.
Yeah, like that was the best player left
yeah.
for them. Unreal. And I'm going to pick LeBron James.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's the other captain, going to go with the guy. So I got LeBron.
Okay, now... Again, if this was a regular basketball game, I would do something different. Being that it is an all-star game, I gotta go Steph Curry. And I think
I wanted Steph.
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant is still, who knows how close those guys are, whether they're still friends. I think, for appearances and certainly for an all-star game, I think that it's very likely that Kevin Durant picks Steph Curry.
I'm gonna go. And I love Steph Curry, and he's playing speaking of up years,
really good year.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to. I like seeing the Warriors, Phoenix. Hopefully, Utah can compete, but it's we got some good teams in the West. I'm gonna go with Giannis.
It's a good pick.
Because no one's going to be playing defense, so he can just do whatever he wants.
Right.
So yeah. LeBron and Giannis are my top two guys.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. Yeah. I am going to go with Joel Embiid, largely because I don't particularly want Jokic in an all-star game as my center, and I just feel like having Embiid. But also, you know, he is averaging 29 points a game this season. He's averaging 11 rebounds this season. So, you know, yeah, even if he's not able to defend to the best of his abilities, he's still going to be able to score a ton of points. So I'm going with Joel.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia has been one of the more impressive teams just because everything they got going on with Ben Simmons. But Joel Embiid's been awesome. Tyrese Maxey's the name of the point guard, right? Who's kind of stepped in for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He's been really good this year. Philadelphia has been, in a lot of ways, one of the more impressive teams for me this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Trae Young.
Okay.
Just he's going to have the green light the entire game.
Yes, he is.
And I need a guard. I don't have a guard yet.
Okay. That makes sense. You got these written down?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. So I got a forward, a guard, and a center. So I'm going to go with... You know, I think the best player left is probably Ja Morant.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, so he's, you know, not as good of a shooter as some of the guys left here. But, you know, if I've got Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, I feel like I can let Ja Morant. And then, you know, alley-oops are one of the really big ways that people score here. Nobody's going to be better than that than Ja Morant. So
he is going to have some highlights.
Yes.
In the All-Star game.
Yes. He's going to be fun to watch. He's going to be the MVP of funnest to watch, I think.
FTW. Is that something else that's inappropriate, or can we say that fun
I
to watch?
I don't know if it's inappropriate, but it definitely is something else.
It sounds like something. I'm going to Google it really quick.
Okay. If it's inappropriate, don't tell us what it is.
Okay. FTW acronym. Oh, For the Win. Duh.
Okay.
Fun to Watch is better than For the Win.
Yeah.
Obvious. For the Win, I feel like some like dorky high school band something would say.
You know, it's also very possible that among people younger than us, it does mean something totally different than
For the Win, though. Crazy that there is a people younger than us.
Yeah.
You so Matt is a English teacher and you tell them, but apparently kids don't use Facebook anymore. And it's not like I'm on Facebook all the time, but I have a Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that they don't use Facebook, so much that they laughed at the idea of me using Facebook. So
for me, it's like everyone has one. Like, it's not like we're on there all the time, yeah, but
it's,
like,
it's, you know, a good way to talk to, you know, people from a long time ago who you don't know what their new Twitter handle is. And like a lot of people don't actually use Twitter very much. That's what the one I use the most, but I don't like use it to talk to people so much as like to, you know, hear about sports and like from beat writers and stuff.
There's like five people I like interact consistently with on Twitter, and everything else is just me spilling my thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
Or getting information.
Yes.
Like Zach Lowe, Adrian Wojnarowski, Adam Schefter, obviously, all those guys.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. So my fourth pick. I'm going DeMar DeRozan just because I like him. I think he's a cool guy. I love his game. I love that he's sticking with the mid range. Liked him in Toronto. Got to see him in San Antonio. Actually, he's in Phoenix, but he played for the Spurs. And like him in Chicago. Good guy.
I do like DeMar DeRozan. That's who I was going to pick next. And yeah, I think, yeah, he's going to be able to have a good all-star game. I'm happy that he is doing well this year.
Yep.
So I'm going to go, our two choices left are Nikola Jokic and Andrew Wiggins. Jokic is clearly the best player. However, I already have Joel Embiid. So I'm going to go with Andrew Wiggins, who I do think is having a good year. He's been a much better three-point shooter. You know, he's also very long. He's a pretty good defender, which may or may not factor in. I do think it'll factor in the fourth quarter, because they do the scoring a little bit differently. So I think, in the fourth quarter, I like the defensive players that I have. So I'm going to go with Andrew Wiggins.
I picked DeMar DeRozan cause I knew you didn't want Jokic and I was hoping you'd pick Wiggins.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to get him. So I wanted Jokic. I think, you know, he's a good passer. He's a good shooter. I think he's a really good player, and obviously he's going to be good in the All-Star game. So
yeah.
I'm happy with Jokic. So let's just run through our starters real quick before we get to the reserves. So Matt has KD, Steph, Embiid, Ja Morant, and Wiggins. Good first four. I have LeBron, Giannis, Trey, DeMar DeRozan, and Jokic. And then I get the first pick right on the subs.
You do get the first pick on the subs.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to go Devin Booker.
Okay.
Who's not my favorite player, but he's very good at basketball.
He is very good at basketball.
Very good. He's not even my favorite Suns all-star. I love Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Like, so much. Ever since Chris Paul was in college, I thought he's, like, the coolest guy. I love watching, like, I feel like he's the last, like, John Stockton, Isaiah Piston, or not Isaiah Piston, Isaiah Thomas type point guard.
Yeah.
Because everyone, and it's more like Steph, like Dame, scoring point guards. That's just the way the NBA is going. Ja Morant, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to watch a guy like Chris Paul, like, operate an offense.
It is.
It's fantastic. So, Chris Paul is my favorite guy, but I'm drafting Booker. He's just so smooth.
Yeah.
Such a good scorer. So many moves. I love he can score from all three levels so easily. So I'm going Booker.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with a similar player. So, someone who I think, you know, is consistently going to get compared to him, Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, you always want good shooters and good dunkers in the All-Star game. Donovan Mitchell is both. And that's pretty much it. Obviously, I like Donovan Mitchell, but I think the things he can do in the All-Star game are going to be good.
Yeah. So. I'm going to go with Luka.
Okay.
Now, I've loved Luka ever since. I was watching his Real Madrid film on YouTube like 2 years before he came in the NBA just because, you know, there was so much hype about him coming in.
Yeah.
I feel like he's lived up to it.
Yeah.
He's like a mix between James Harden, Oscar Robertson, and Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And all the best things from all those guys. I love Luka. It is a down year. It's been a weird year for him and for Dallas. But I'm going Luka. I think he'll be a little more low key. He's still averaging 26 a game, so it's not like he's having like it's not like he's doing terrible.
Right.
I saw something. He either set the record for like triple doubles in a season, like all time, or something like that. He's doing good. Is my point. So I want him on my team. So I'm going Luka. I just wish he didn't have number 77. That's my only.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Complaint about Luka.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool is a Real Madrid Doncic jersey.
That would be cool.
That'd be sick.
That'd be cool.
It's weird how, so in Europe, sorry to cut you off, but like the basketball, like Real Madrid is obviously the soccer team, but they have basketball teams. I think they have a few other sports. Barcelona, the soccer team, is also the biggest basketball team or second biggest, but like all the soccer teams in Spain, I think most of Europe have basketball teams and other teams.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool if like, Los Angeles were like the Lakers were also, they had a baseball team, like the Dodgers were the Lakers and the Rams were the Lakers or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be cool too. Yeah. It's too bad. Like it would be great for Real Salt Lake. I think it would be cool if they were the Jazz. I don't think the team would ever accept a rebrand. You know, I do like the colors of Real Salt Lake a lot. I just think it would be fun, you know, to see a soccer team, you know, white jerseys, purple, yellow, green. I still feel like we should be using purple instead of blue.
Oh, 100%. Jazz should be using purple. If we're going to be the Utah Jazz, let's just lean into it.
I agree.
Just stick with the Mardi Gras. You're going to be in New Orleans. I guess at this recording, you will have already been in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
That is true.
Not
for Mardi Gras. I am going to leave on Sunday, and Mardi Gras will be Tuesday. So I think I will see several Mardi Gras things.
You're going to see quite a bit.
Yes.
This is a compliment or at least a neutral statement, but you're one of the last people I'd expect at Mardi Gras.
Yes. My reason for the trip is much less exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going for a literacy conference with several of the other English teachers from my school, which is going to be very interesting to see how the school functions with half of the English department gone.
Gonna get to meet our sister, not meet, but see our sister down there.
Yes, I'm going to meet our sister that we grew up with.
The one time I've been in New Orleans, it was St. Patrick's Day, and even that was like one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, so I can see them having a very interesting St. Patrick's Day.
You will. I'm excited to hear some stuff.
Yeah.
Again, Mardi Gras will have happened, but we're recording this early because you'll be in New Orleans.
Correct.
Okay, so I picked Luka, so you are up, I believe.
It is my pick. And I am going to go, there's two players that I think I could pick here, but I'm going to pick Jason Tatum.
That's what I was going to pick.
Man. Yeah. I was debating between him and Zach LaVine, but I just think probably Jason Tatum is the better player of the two.
I love Jason Tatum. He's sick. He's smooth. He's speaking of smooth. Honestly, when I say smooth, I'm thinking of Kobe Bryant. And I think Booker and Jason Tatum are the two. And honestly, DeMar DeRozan in a lot of ways, like resembling Kobe Bryant's game. But yeah, Devin Booker and Tatum, so smooth. They can do everything so well. They complete games is what they have. And that's what I picture with Kobe. That's what I see in those two guys. Okay. Who to draft? I think I'm going to go Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Just because he's awesome. I love Jimmy Butler.
I like Jimmy Butler as well.
What's not to like about Jimmy Butler? So I'm going to go Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
You know who is cool is Tyler Hero. The little guy from Wisconsin, and he goes to Miami. It's like a personality shift.
He's an interesting dude.
A funny guy. Jack Harlow has a song called Tyler Hero. A biopic on Tyler Hero's life from like ages 15 to now and the shift would be very interesting.
Yeah,
I would watch that for sure. I would love to just sit down with Tyler Hero and just kind of pick his brain. Just say, hey, not in a bad way. Just why are you the way that you are? What led us to this point?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's a cool guy and he's pretty good at basketball.
He's very good at
basketball. I think if I was going to play in the NBA, obviously, I'd want to play for the Jazz because they're cool, but the Heat would be like on the top just because I think they're one of the best run with Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, best run organizations.
Yeah.
Heat would be certainly at the top, and they're one of the programs, or I guess programs is college, so that's not the right word, but
right.
Organization. I think they're a well-run organization, and a lot of respect for the Heat.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. You are up.
All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and pick the player that I said I wanted, who was Zach LaVine.
I probably should have drafted him just because you said that.
Yeah. I would have taken Jimmy Butler if you would have taken Zach LaVine. But no, I think, and even I still feel like I have this in my head of Zach LaVine, good dunker, that being pretty much it because that's how we became familiar with him. He's improved his 3-point shooting a lot. He's a really important piece for the Chicago Bulls being the number one team in the East. And I think, you know, part of the reason we don't, or maybe me, view them as a serious contender is I feel like we have this vision of both Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball even of being this, you know, these seriously flawed basketball players. But Zach in particular, I feel like has improved a lot of part of his games. I feel confident with him being a defender. He, like I said, he's been a better 3-point shooter. And so, yeah, I think in an all-star game in terms of highlights and in terms of scoring a lot of points, Zach gives us a lot of options.
Yeah, being in Minnesota, winning the dunk contest, I feel like you just got this is who you are by a lot of people, including me. It sounds like you to an extent as well. And he's really broadened his game, can do a lot of things. Him and DeMar DeRozan are both averaging over 24 a game, which is crazy, honestly. Like, it's wild what the Bulls have been doing this year, and a lot of that is Zach LaVine. It's kind of crazy. So Karl Towns is an all-star. Obviously, he's still in Minnesota. But LaVine and Wiggins, if you would have said when they were in Minnesota, all three of those guys would be all-stars, I would have been the first to say that's not happening ever. But they all did it. All different teams, obviously. But
there's a lot of – was Jimmy Butler on that Minnesota team with all those guys?
I don't know if he caught LaVine. I don't remember when LaVine left, but
– no, LaVine was part of the trade.
Okay.
For Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, that's how LaVine's in Chicago, huh?
Yes.
Jimmy's time in Minnesota is one of my favorite times of the NBA. That's one of the best parts of NBA history.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
there's a good Game of Zones episode based off of that and that infamous practice.
I think I'd rather watch that practice than like the Team USA best game ever played that no one saw.
Yeah.
Like apparently Team USA had a scrimmage. It was like the best basketball game ever. I would rather watch the practice with Jimmy Butler just screaming at everyone.
I don't know about that, but that practice is definitely near the top.
Think how entertaining that would be. Oh, man. Minnesota, what a time. Okay, you got Zach LaVine, so it's my turn again. I'm going to go with Chris Paul because he has another Kobe Bryant attribute that he's obsessed to the point where it's a little bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do anything but win. And that's all he wants to do. And even in an all-star game, he's going to be playing harder than everybody else.
Yeah.
And that I feel like people don't like Chris Paul because that competitiveness comes out in sometimes not great ways. But I think it's unquestionably he's the most competitive player in the NBA. Isn't that what we want professional athletes to be, is doing their best and everything they could and putting everything they can into winning?
Yes, I think that Chris Paul, it expresses itself in things that people don't like, mostly complaining to the ref. I think that's what people don't like, and it is. I do think it's probably excessive.
Definitely excessive.
But he's fun. He's fun to watch. He's a very good player. I think, you know, being in Utah, I feel like the three out of the four most iconic athletes that we've had in Utah have been Karl Malone, John Stockton, Kyle Beckerman being the third. These are three players that are just, you hate them so much if they don't play for your team. They all do incredibly annoying things that other teams hate. But if they're on your team, you love them because you can see that they're just trying to win and they're doing these things to win, right? And I think Chris Paul fits in that category. The fourth most iconic athlete from Utah being Nick Raimondo, who I love so much. I don't think he has any of those three traits necessary.
Not Donovan those Mitchell? Traits. Over those guys?
Donovan Mitchell's got to win a championship first. Or
John Stockton never did.
No, but he was on the team for 20 years and made the playoffs every year and was never hurt.
So if Mitchell leaves, I'm going to be so mad.
Donovan Mitchell definitely can get to that echelon. Rudy Gobert, I think, can as well. I just think they have to do more or be here longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they definitely have the potential to get there.
You know, you've heard Gary Payton say that John Stockton was harder to defend than Michael Jordan.
Right.
Because of all those things John Stockton did. Just the little things. And Chris Paul, honestly, Chris Paul, John Stockton's probably the closest comp I can think of, at least big picture-wise.
Right.
Okay, so I got Chris Paul, and you are up.
I'm up. Okay, good. Well, I am very good. I thought you might have taken this player next, but you did not, which I'm glad. I want Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
I need a second big man, and I think Rudy Gobert, I think there's a very good chance he ends up being the last player drafted. I don't think it happens, but I think there's a better than 30% chance it does, just because he doesn't seem to be very popular among other NBA players.
He's not flashy.
I'm not totally sure why, but, you know, he's going to get a lot of dunks in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, Rudy's one of those guys. I feel like it's like Chris Paul, where he's I feel like uber competitive, and Utah's one of those teams like Minnesota where they're probably not getting the most national eyeballs. Mm-hmm. But Rudy, I think, is one of the more competitive guys in the league. And you've seen that, like, how much winning and losing means to him. And that's the same thing. I want to see guys care and try. Like when Joel Embiid was emotional and teary-eyed. I don't know if he's crying, but teary-eyed after the Kawhi Leonard hit that shot for the Raptors that like bounced in and out. Obviously, I'm not saying I want to see Joel Embiid cry, but like I want to see the athletes be emotional and care about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that. I'm going to go with Draymond Green.
Okay.
For the next pick. Just, I like his passing. I like what he can do. He can't shoot really, but he can do a lot of other stuff really well. So I'm going Draymond.
Okay. Very good. I am going to take Chris Middleton.
Okay.
I think Chris Middleton's a very good glue guy sort of person. I think it's very valuable in an all-star game to have people who don't necessarily need the ball the whole time. Chris Middleton, I don't think needs... I think he can take the ball and be valuable with it, but he's not going to need the ball as much as a lot of these other guys, which is valuable because not everybody can have the ball.
That's true. Okay, let's review who's left. So we got Fred VanVleet, Karl Anthony Towns, James Harden, and Darius Garland. I think that's it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go Darius Garland.
Okay.
It's in Cleveland. He's going to want to show out for the home crowd. Good for Cleveland. Kobe Altman. I don't know if he's going to win Executive of the Year, but they're doing a very good job there.
They are doing a very good job.
They've
made some good trades, like trading Ricky Rubio for Caris LeVert. I thought that was a very smart thing to do, getting Rajon Rondo after Rubio got hurt. Yeah, they're doing some really nice things over there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, yeah, Caris LeVert is very good. And their coach, J.B. Bickerstaff, he was with Memphis, right? I always mix up Memphis and Atlanta and Indianapolis head coach. But yeah, so J.B. Bickerstaff was Memphis. He's doing a great job. The John Beilein thing didn't really work. But Seems like Cleveland's going the right direction, and good for them.
Yeah.
So I got Garland. Also, Kevin Love's doing good this year, I think. Good for Kevin. I'm a Kevin Love guy. Not in the All-Star game, but good for him. Still doing good.
All right. I am going to take... I kind of think I know what you're going to do, and I feel like I know who you're going to leave me with.
I'll tell you this. I'm not going to pick James Harden, so...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And I don't want three centers on the team, so therefore, I will take Fred VanVleet.
Okay, sweet. I was kind of hoping you'd leave me with Kat, too. Now, Fred VanVleet, I feel like has really exceeded expectations. He's either late first or a second round draft pick. I can pull it up.
I'm pretty sure it was undrafted.
Was he even undrafted?
I think he was undrafted.
We did no research before this, as you can tell. So let's just check draft pick. So he's in the 2016 draft. Did Fred VanVleet get drafted? No, he did not. Undrafted NBA All-Star. He was so good. Him and Ron Baker, who most people thought was going to have a better NBA career. He was with the Knicks and a couple other teams. Fred VanVleet's been awesome. I wish he would have hit that shot against Kentucky with Wichita State.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been really cool. So I like him. He's cool. I'm obviously going to go Karl Anthony Towns. Center who can shoot, not the worst thing in the world. So I got Cat.
I like that because now he's on the same team with Jimmy Butler, which I think will be fun.
Yeah. Oh, I should have got Wiggins just for that. Just get the gang back together.
Yeah, right.
Think do you think? Oh, man. Because that'd be funny. I should have drafted Wiggins just for that.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
So you got Harden?
I'll take Harden. Yeah. And I mean, Harden, definitely should have got drafted a lot higher. He's going to get drafted a lot higher in the actual thing. I know it's been kind of a weird year for him, but it's just been a weird year for the Nets. So
I just do not like watching James Harden play basketball.
Yeah.
And he's been obviously still been really good. And he's a really good player, but I feel like what the NBA made the rule change where it's harder to get a foul call off the where you're trying to like drag the ball through the defender's arm.
Yeah,
they made it harder to get a foul call off that, especially the early part of the season. I feel like he was struggling trying to get used to that because that was such a big part of the game. And his free throw attempts have gone down, his shooting percentage has gone down, his shot attempts have gone down, everything's gone down. And Brooklyn, speaking of weird year, like Kyrie's playing every other game. Harden's been in and out a little bit. It's been a weird year for Brooklyn, who talent-wise has the most talent in the league. Who do you think at this point is the favorite to win the NBA? Like, if you had to predict a finals matchup, who do you think it would be?
In the NBA? I would say, of course, NBA. I don't know. Just because I was looking something up, sorry. If I was going to pick someone, I would probably say I don't think it's going to be the Lakers. I don't believe the Jazz right now. I don't know. I like the Jazz, but it's just it just feels like they can't pull together. So from the West, I think the Phoenix Suns are going to go again. But from the East is tricky, because it seems like the Bulls. The Bulls just like none of these players have really been through a playoff journey, and I do think that's important. So I don't want to pick the Bulls. I'm probably going to have to pick the Bucks, who I don't feel super confident in either.
Yeah, I think the Suns, but I think it could be the Warriors or the I want to say the Jazz because we're Jazz fans, but probably the Warriors or the Suns. I'm going to pick the Suns. In the East, I might pick Miami. I remember last year, game one of the Miami-Milwaukee series went to overtime, maybe even double overtime, and then after Milwaukee won that, they just kind of walked away with Miami. But Miami-Milwaukee or Philadelphia would be the other teams I'd expect to come out at least, but I would think it'd be at this point Miami or Phoenix. What were you looking up that I interrupted you?
Oh, well, I just want to clarify. So James Harden is actually attempting more free throws this year than he has since he was at Houston.
Oh, so that changed. Good for him.
Yeah. So even with the rule change and that, kind of upsetting his style of play, like it's not like it's really disrupting his game. Like he's still getting to the free throw line a lot. Just not as much as like when he was winning MVP, but like everything has come down since it was MVP. It's not the rule change.
Well, that makes sense why I don't like watching him still, because he is still doing that.
Yeah.
Do not like James Harden. So let's go over the teams real quick, and then I think we'll be good. So Matt's team starters: Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, and Andrew Wiggins. Bench: Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Zach LaVine, Rudy Gobert, Chris Middleton, Fred VanVleet, James Harden. Fred VanVleet is a hard name to say, especially on the podcast. Want to enunciate and stuff like that. Yes. I'm tripping up.
All the V's.
A lot of V's. Okay, Jake's team, which is me: LeBron, Giannis, Trae Young, DeMar DeRozan, Jokic, Devin Booker, Luka, Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul, Draymond, Darius Garland, and Karl Anthony Towns. So I'll put these up on Twitter once when we drop the episode so we can get some voting. I obviously think I have a better team, but this is, again, one of the funnest episodes we do. So anything before we close, anything you want to go over?
No. What we could do, we could make some wild Winter Olympics predictions, given that this episode is going to be released after a week or 10 days of the Winter Olympics.
That's true. I don't know if I know enough about the Winter Olympics to make a wild prediction. USA women's team wins the gold medal in hockey again.
In hockey again?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Beating Canada. Beating Canada. In the gold medal match.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're underdogs, even though they're the defending champs. So yeah. USA beating Canada in hockey is the only hockey game I really watch all year.
Mm-hmm.
All 4 years, I guess. Because it's once every 4 years.
Yes. Yeah, no, I love hockey once every 4 years. Yeah. It's like my favorite sport once every
4 years. I went to a hockey game last week, which as of this recording was a few weeks ago. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know where the puck is. I don't know when they've scored or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only problem. It's not even a problem. It's just like why I personally am not into it. It's crazy how bigger it is in like Illinois, Minnesota, and Ohio than it is in anywhere else in the country.
Yeah.
Boston is really big.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, USA women backing up their gold medal.
Okay. I like it. Here's mine. We have, the USA women, sweeping the 500 meters in, long track speed skating. So we have, gold, silver, and bronze in the 500 meters long track speed skating.
Now 500 meters is not very long. In long track, that's a sprint, basically.
It's a sprint. It's basically like 100 meters. But we have Aaron Jackson, who is right now the number one ranked athlete in the world in the 500 meters. Brittany Bowe, who is, if not second, she's very, very high up. And the third person, I'm not going to pretend I don't know her name, but I don't. What I do know is that in the qualification, she actually beat Aaron Jackson. Aaron Jackson did trip, and so that obviously played into it. But, you know, the fact that she's able to qualify from the U.S. team in this event where we have so much depth leads me to assume that she's going to be not very good.
Should be good.
So.
Should be good.
That's my prediction.
Well, hopefully we did all those things. Hopefully the USA won all the medals.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone had fun watching the Olympics, which are over. At this point, hopefully everyone had a good Valentine's Day, has a good upcoming President's Day weekend / NBA All-Star game. We appreciate everyone listening, and we'll talk to you all next week.